I'd like to speak tonight on the fact that there is a way to know God. There is a way to God. There is not a way to become God, but there is a way to reach God. And that is through following the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus said, "I am the way." He is the only way to reach God. I just want to read one verse to start off with in Mark's Gospel. We're going to read some other parts of Mark's Gospel, but to start off, just one verse in Mark chapter 1. The Lord Jesus is very early on in his public ministry. He's about 30 years of age. And he's going about collecting or calling disciples. And he says to them in verse 17 of Mark chapter 1, Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Follow me. What does it mean to follow the Lord Jesus Christ? What does it mean to follow him? Well, firstly, when we're following the Lord Jesus, we're following his way to God. We're following him on the way. The Lord Jesus has provided a way for us to reach God, to reach our Creator. He opened the way for us. The Lord Jesus cleared the way through his death on the cross. If you read in Mark, in chapter 15 of Mark's Gospel, just turn with me there. I'd like to read a few verses. In Mark chapter 15, and if we took time to read the whole chapter, we won't, but if we took time to, perhaps you could do it later, you would see the great suffering and all that the Lord Jesus Christ went through to purchase completely salvation for mankind. We're just going to read from verse 33. "And when the sixth hour had come, darkness fell over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, 'Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani,' which is translated, 'My God, why hast thou forsaken me?'" The Lord Jesus Christ is speaking, the Son of God. God forsook the Lord Jesus. Such was the price of our sin that had to be paid, that God turned his back as the Lord Jesus was suffering. The Lord Jesus received many marks during his crucifixion, many scars. The Lord Jesus received many taunts by people. He was spat on, he was beaten. But the Lord Jesus kept going, and he died. The Lord Jesus went all the way and completely purchased our salvation. God demanded a sacrifice for sin. The Lord Jesus became that sacrifice so that we could be saved. He purchased our salvation. And so in doing that, the Lord Jesus opened up the way for us to reach God. Opened up the way, he created the way for our salvation. And so we follow the Lord Jesus. We follow him in his way to reach God, and we follow his divine, his perfect example. As you read through the Gospels, you'll see time and time again that people were amazed, they were in awe of the wonderful words of the Lord Jesus. They were in awe of his teaching and his miraculous ability to heal. To do some amazing things, walk on the water. They are also amazed in his character. Particularly through chapter 15 and 14, we read here how the Lord Jesus he suffered so much. Not once did he retaliate. Not once did he answer back. The Lord Jesus is a perfect example for us to follow in our daily life. We should follow him and receive salvation, and we should follow him in our daily walk as Christians. We should follow his example. So I was thinking of this, and I was thinking, so why do we need to follow the Lord Jesus. In Australia particularly, and this may be a generalisation, but many people today don't really need God, it seems. So many of us are comfortable. We have a comfortable roof over our heads. We have a nice car to drive, a reliable car at least. We have a job that pays. And quite often a lot of us will get a piece of paper every week or every fortnight and money in the bank. And we know that in a fortnight's time or a week's time, there'll be some more money coming in the bank. We're comfortable with our situation. And many people today, they think, well, I'm all right. I don't need God. So many people today are self-sufficient. They're happy with the way they're going, the way they're living. And they see no need to change, and they see no need to turn around and follow the Lord Jesus and follow God. So many people today are following. They're following different things. They're following the parents. You know, having recently married, it's funny how we pick up a lot of faith that our parents do. And Melody sometimes does things that her mum and dad did, and I do things that my mum and dad did, and they're not always the same. And we become, as we grow up and as we're trained up by our parents, we follow some of those characteristics a lot of times, don't we? Some of us follow our friends, particularly younger people, and at school we follow what our friends are doing. If you turn, if you put the cap on some ways, well, I'll do that. If I turn my cap around, turn off a little, I'll turn my cap around that way. See, so many people following each other's example. But the Lord Jesus wants us to follow Him. And we need God. We need God. The Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death. The Bible tells us that each of us are sinners. As a result, we are going to die. And that the afterlife is a reality. And we need God because once we cross into death, if we haven't followed God, if we haven't accepted His way of salvation, there's no turning back. The Bible tells us of a great gap between heaven and hell. Nothing can pass it. The decisions we make now will affect our afterlife. Friends, we need God. You might be comfortable in the way you're living, but look around the world. Sin is the cause of crime. Sin is the cause of all the falling morals of the world, the breakdown in families. And so many people are looking for alternatives to get out of these situations, to recover. But God is the only way. We need to follow God. You need God. And I need God. And we need God in our lives. We need the Lord Jesus. There's a verse I want to read. And Stryker, don't get worried, but I'm about to close. In Colossians chapter 2. And I've really been enjoying this verse this weekend particularly. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 6. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him. Friends, I'm going to ask you, have you received Christ Jesus the Lord into your life? Are you following the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you become a Christian? Have you accepted His gift of salvation? That's the first step. And I'm not going to do Mr. James and step across the stage, but that's the first step. Then we have to walk in Him. We have to follow the Lord Jesus step by step. We have to walk in His ways, following His divine, His perfect example. If you've become a Christian, if you've made that first step, have a think about your life. Are you walking on for the Lord? Or have you stopped? The Lord Jesus, as I said, has left a perfect example for us. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him.